and welcome back to Cruise Compete's Cruise Podcast, where we share tips, ideas, and inspiration to help make your next cruise a fantastic experience. I'm your host, Bob Levenstein. Staying healthy while flying is a major topic these days, and my guest today has a fascinating behind-the-scenes perspective. As the founder and director of Aviation RFI, Fran Hume is the expert that the airlines call on in their efforts to make flying safer. With more than two decades of experience in airplane interior solutions, she has a vast store of firsthand knowledge of what goes on behind the scenes in the airline industry. She has continued to fly and fly safely during the pandemic. We'll be back with Fran and her insights on the air quality and overall cleanliness within airplanes right after this.
CruiseCompete.com is a simple concept. We give you the tools to find the perfect cruise and request quotes. Independent travel agents can then see your requests, and they respond with the best custom cruise offers they can, all competing to offer you the best deal. You compare these offers in one convenient place, along with consumer ratings and reviews of the agencies. As only the best agents survive in this competitive environment, you'll have some great options to choose from. You then remain anonymous unless or until you decide to contact an agent by phone or by email to ask questions or to book. Find out why more than a million cruisers are members of our free, unique service, and start saving both time and a significant amount of money on your cruise vacation via Cruise Compete today.
Welcome back. My guest today is Ms. Fran Hume, founder and director of Aviation RFI. Fran, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning.
So I'd like to hear the story of Aviation RFI. What led you to start the company, and how has it evolved over the years?
Well, it all really began with my husband, who's been a technical aviation expert for many years. Right out of school and college, he joined Air New Zealand in actual fact, and started his career there for 20 years or more. And then we moved on to, moved over to America about 12 years ago. And that's when I got actively involved in aviation. I always had a fascination for it because he did. So, as well as still being involved with major airlines, we also started our own company to work on adding other products to our portfolio as well as technical operations. So we have, over the years, and a lot of interior work between the pair of us. And we now have these trying times, and you know, as well as the technical expertise, we can now see the need for extra products, and we've actually developed some of those, which is our latest thing, mainly on PPE equipment. But we're very aware of what the airlines are doing with this pandemic currently.
Can you tell us a little bit about the products you offer now?
Yes. Well, you know, the airlines, I have to say, the airlines are doing a fantastic job as far as their cleaning programs go. They have spent millions of dollars on, you know, increasing their cleaning on these aircraft to make sure that they're as clean as possible. It's very important to them to also keep their passengers safe. Obviously, they want us to fly. So I've never had any issues at all flying. I've flown through this pandemic numerous times. We've kind of had to for business. But, you know, even as much as the airlines are doing to keep things clean, people still do things on the seats. They've still seen videos. And a lot of passengers aren't potentially knowledgeable about the HEPA filters on board, what the cleaning is. Yet they still want to see a barrier between themselves and the seat. So we have developed some disposable seat covers. We have little mask things that all go into one little travel pack, if you want. It's got everything you need in there for safe flight. We're now doing antimacassars. That's just the head piece only. So if people want to sleep while they're on a long trip and they tend to drool, it captures all that. So you know that's, you know, very clean, if you like.
So these are products you're selling directly to the consumer as well.
Yes, we are. Yep. So we have a website with those products on. And of course, we sell some into the airlines who can want to give those to customers who particularly want them. But honestly, I mean, you know, the pandemic is very, very real for some people, and some people don't take it as seriously. And the reason that they don't is because they know how safe the aircrafts are. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, what a lot of people don't realize is on these aircraft, there's a thing called a HEPA filter, H-E-P-A. Now, they are actually a type of a mechanical filter. And originally, these filters were used in operating theaters many years ago, and they actually go back as far as when the 747 was first brought into the travel market, the big 747s. Mm-hmm. And, excuse me, the air that comes into the aircraft, people think that you're breathing stale air the whole time. Well, you're actually not. Mm-hmm. The air comes in through air conditioning packs into the overhead cabin, and then literally goes back out through the four outflow valves on the aircraft. And this happens continuously. Now, and these HEPA filters actually can capture any virus, including COVID-19, and any other airborne particles, and they can capture them, these small viruses, as small as 0.03 microns.
Wow.
So, you know, it is a very safe environment as far as breathing air and what have you on the airplane. And quite frankly, you've probably got more chance of catching it going to the supermarket.
So any molecule of air, how long does that air end up staying in the plane, and how quickly does it get recirculated?
Well, they run continuously. So, I couldn't tell you exactly what the minutes are, but every couple of minutes, these are continuously flowing around the actual cabin of the aircraft. So it's a continuous thing until you land.
That's really interesting because, I mean, they talk about needing 30 minutes of exposure to get a sufficient disease, enough viral load from the COVID virus.
Yes.
in order to actually catch it. But if the air is gone in 2 minutes, you know, there's really that really sounds awfully safe.
They are, and it's always been there, you know. But in on top of that, now the airlines are, as I mentioned before, putting some, you know, pretty impressive cleaning strategies in place. They spent an awful lot of money. I'm aware of two or three very, very large airlines, the major airlines, in fact, who have all now developed their own divisions for cleaning only. And some people who have moved around these companies to actually now take that this is 100% focus on the airlines. And isn't short-winded anymore. They've invested so much money that they are, this is going to be a continuous thing. Even when this virus
goes away.
Even
after the pandemic's gone, we'll have cleaner planes.
Oh, absolutely. They have really committed to this, and it's just going to be an ongoing thing. Now, they need to have their customers, they need to have them safe. They're completely committed to this.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting because, you know, in the initial days of the pandemic, the general CDC, WHO advice was be really careful about surfaces that you're touching. Now we've heard that this particular virus does not spread very well from surfaces.
No, well, they've got these new products that they're making some of the surfaces out of. I'll try and say it properly, antimicrobial. Mm-hmm. And some of these new surfaces don't need cleaning as often. And when you do clean them, it sanitizes it for longer than usual. So you're going to see now that as these planes, all the newer planes come in and some of the airlines start refitting some of the interiors, they're going to be using these new services, which is more of a technology advancement, and it's just basically they've come at the right time. And
are they using a lot of copper?
I know it's involved in it. I don't know the process of it. I'm just aware of the new technology in these products that are coming.
Well, I've read some interesting stuff about how if you take a hospital, for example, and you embed copper in a lot of the surfaces that are most likely to get the germs, just the metal itself somehow actually destroys the viruses. It's really
very interesting. There's some amazing new technologies coming out, and this the COVID-19 pandemic, I think, has brought these newer products back to market faster than perhaps they would have been before. Mm-hmm. So you know, people can just feel safe knowing that the airlines are doing everything they can to bring every technology to the forefront to make sure that everybody is safe. And we've both been in aviation long enough to know that, you know, they've always kept cabins clean, but now you can almost
eat off the floor.
Literally, I guess you could say. I wouldn't say it. I wouldn't attempt that, but yes, very, very close.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, you've continued to fly, and you felt safe doing so. A lot of because you know the airlines are taking care of the air and they're taking care of the services. What are other steps do you take before you fly in order to stay healthy?
Well, look, you know, I don't like wearing masks. I don't think anybody does. I do obviously when I fly because it's mandatory now.
Sure.
I've always, even before this COVID-19, I've always carried wipes with me. You'll see some people that jump on the plane and you think, oh, they're neurotically cleaning around themselves. It's really important, especially the screens and the armrests. People continuously touch those areas. So I've always carried wipes with me anyway. I don't fly if I'm sick, obviously. When I've had a really bad cold and things like that, I don't fly. And the reason being is because it's when you're up in all the altitude, if you have a blocked nose, it makes it worse and it's more uncomfortable. So, you know, stay home if you are sick. But I also use my own products, obviously. Nobody's got them. Having flown for years and even through the pandemic, I always saw a need for these disposable products, whether it was a virus or not. And it's
so
because
what's the,
some people...
What does the kit cost? What does the kit include that you guys sell, and what does it cost?
Yeah, so we have the full seat cover, and that is for business, or it's for the economy class, which goes over. It just clips the top of the headrest. And it covers the rest of the seat, whatever you're sitting in, and then your belt comes around you. They are actually made out of PPE, medical grade fabrics. So they're just not cheap and nasty. They're really good quality. And then you have the wipes included, a set of gloves, and then the mask.
Mm-hmm.
And they range from $5 to $8.95, but includes free shipping.
Oh, wow.
So you can just pop it. It's only little, and you can just pop it inside your handbag or your briefcase. And when you pop on board, you take it out. Whenever I take mine out, people say, where did you get that? Becoming more popular. Well, why?
And that's available at aviationrfi.com?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Okay.
Or we have another website called covers2cover.com.
Cover to cover?
It links into the same thing, covers to cover.
Covers to cover.
Yeah.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. So the interesting thing is that some people, doesn't matter how much you clean, some people still like to see a barrier.
Sure.
Because then they can visualize safety around themselves, and that's what these are for.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense to me. One thing, the environment of an airplane, I think the main issue is the altitude and the dryness of the air. One thing that I have read and that I tend to do is a cheap little bottle of saline nasal spray.
Oh,
can
yes.
keep your sinuses moist, because the sinuses are important barrier to keep out germs, obviously.
Yes.
And
yes.
When they're dried out, when you're at when the cabin's pressurized to an altitude of what, 6,500 feet, 8,000 feet, is that about what they do?
Pressurized over 10,000.
Okay. I'm sorry. It's pressurized so as if you are in an environment of about 8,000 feet, I think.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right.
Something like that. I don't remember the exact numbers, but you know, the air holds less moisture, and that can definitely affect affect how the body works. And just a cheap little bottle of saline, a couple squirts in each nostril before you fly, and probably also after you get off, or if it's a real long flight, maybe once, you know, while you're there, can really make a difference in how your body handles that.
Yes. Now, actually, I'm glad you brought that up because I do carry one of those.
Oh, there you
it's
go.
A nasal spray.
Okay.
And I also carry the one for the dry eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Just the one that I sometimes get dry eyes, especially because I travel so much, especially if I'm on long haul. We travel down to New Zealand and Australia often. Those long haul, your eyes can get really itchy. I do have that problem. And I've been in the aircraft for a long time, so I also carry that of dry eyes as well.
Well,
just a couple
you know, that's
of
probably
dollars.
One I had not thought of, and that probably is good for preventing infection, too.
Sometimes yes,
you come into the eyes.
That's right.
Makes sense.
So you don't want to be rubbing your eyes if they're dry. You're best to keep your eyes moist.
Oh, that's a good thought, too. Right. Right. Makes sense. So when talking about COVID, predictions seem to be all over the map these days. Would you care to put out your crystal ball and talk about what you see for the airline industry and travel in general?
Look, I love the airline industry. We've been in it for years, as I mentioned before, and all I can say is all the airlines that we work with all the time, continuously, I've worked on comfort things with airlines over the years, making sure that we can change seat covers and seat foams and all sorts of things because they're insistent on trying to beat each other to be more comfortable. The airlines are continuously creating products, creating environments, cleaning, bringing in all these new products and cleaning all the time. If there's one, just you get past one little thing that they're doing, along comes the next thing. And they're very, very committed to making sure that everybody is safe and comfortable on these flights. And even though they, you know, they seem to appear to put more and more seats in them, but there are more airlines now that are even bringing out bigger seats to make passengers more comfortable, because people will pay more to feel that way. But, you know, the airlines and aviation is just an ongoing thing. New technologies come out every day. I don't, you know, I think if people have been afraid from this virus. I think that unfortunately the media have scared a lot of people and it hasn't been that necessary. Mm-hmm. And aviation isn't going to stop. It can't. It's a necessary part of life. But they're doing everything that they can to make it comfortable and safe for everybody. And I have no doubt about getting on any plane in the future. I see it firsthand. And I fully support the airlines. They've put a lot of money and resource into this. And it's just going to be continuing.
Mm-hmm. Over your career, is there one particular project or two that stands out that was fun, that that made a difference in air travel safety or comfort?
Yes, I can't mention the airline because that wouldn't be fair. But we did actually, when I went to see the airline in the first place, I said to them that they had lots of other people to choose from when they were doing their interiors. But I'd actually read all their reviews on their websites before I went to see them. And one of the main issues is comfort. People were constantly complaining about how hard the seats were and what have you. And this conversation ended up being very fruitful, if you wish, and they said, that's a really good idea, let's try and make them more comfortable. So they engaged me and another couple of other companies, and we had to redesign what they called a new comfort seat, and it worked out very well, and we went through an 18-month project from start to finish before they even put those on board. That's how important it was for them to get the project right. So from just looking at an airline's feedback, and I went to them and said, I think we can make this better. They actually engaged us. They did the project. It was fantastic. And I found out.
What changes did you make? What were the key design changes that made the seats more comfortable?
Maybe the foam you were sitting on, and then the way that you stitch covers. You can stitch patterns into them. When you put some of them use new leather these days, some of them use different types of leather, and the way you form the leather to the actual piece of foam behind and underneath makes an awful lot of difference to comfort. And then we used different layers, not just one piece of foam. You're not just sitting on one piece of foam when you sit on an aircraft seat. There's usually multiple layers for different reasons, and sometimes within those seat cushions, there's parts of foam with holes in and all sorts of things that let it breathe while you're sitting on it, and it just alters the way that you sit and feel more comfortable.
Wow, you go on a plane, you sit in a seat, and you just don't think about how many things that you don't see and how much thought and how much engineering went into that.
Yes.
It's really amazing, that world.
Yes, it is. Everything you see in an airplane, even right down to a screw, is tagged. And if anything happens to an airplane, they can always find out where that one piece that failed came from. That's why it's such an exciting industry. It's very, very, very interesting, very, very labor intensive. People just get on and they don't realize the hard work that goes in behind the scenes.
Well, you know, it reminds me of cruise ships. I mean, if you go into a cruise ship cabin, the amount of design and thought that goes in to maximize that space and make sure you have space for your luggage and can move around and the way every fixture is designed, it's really a marvel to me how much, our lives are made better by people we'll never meet and people we'll never meet doing some very intense thought and dedicated thinking about, you know, trying to figure out exactly the best way to accomplish any task.
Mm. Yes, there's some very clever people in this industry, much more, much, you know, They have more experience than me, and my husband in particular. I consider my husband the expert, you know, and there is some very, very, very clever and very innovative people in the industry, and the same goes with the cruise ships. I mean, I love cruising. I've done lots of cruises, and I've got another one booked coming up, and I just can't wait. And likewise on the cruise ships, the same goes with Premium. I say I put an awful lot of money into these cruise liners as well to make sure that everything's safe and clean as possible for people. And it's, you know, you just have to be aware of your own surroundings all the time. You can't always blame everybody else. You always still have to look after yourself. And I'm hoping to talk to some of these cruise ships in the very near future, because our seat covers are great for the dining rooms and all that kind of thing as well. If people, if it encourages people to get back on board, it's probably most likely an investment they could make to make people feel more comfortable.
Sure, sure. You know, it's some of it's about the reality of how disease actually spreads, and some of it's about what's in people's minds.
And yes, exactly.
People, yep, makes sense. So you have a cruise book for January, huh?
Yes, I do.
Where are you guys headed?
We are going out of Florida around the, I think it's the Eastern Caribbean this time. We did the Western last time.
Uh-huh.
And I've actually been to some of those locations before. But I just love the ships, and I just love the cruises, and just the, oh, it's just wonderful. So I don't mind where we go, really. Honestly, if I've been there before, it doesn't matter. The whole, I think it's just the whole end-to-end cruise is just an adventure on its own, and the people that you meet and,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's so relaxing. Because you don't have to
lovely.
Make decisions, you know, everything's just there.
Well, you don't have to carry a... Sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. You don't have to carry your luggage either. So you get on, you hang it up, and off you go, and you don't have to worry about picking up a suitcase again for 7 days or 10 days or however long you're going, and that's a real plus for me.
Yeah. The other thing that I like about that aspect is, if you go to an island, another destination, you may be on vacation, but the people there aren't. You know, the restaurants, there might be a wait. The restaurants, there might not be live music to go hear. There isn't entertainment because the other folks aren't out there on vacation. But when you're on the cruise, everybody there is on vacation with you. And they're always ready to party or go to the disco or go hear some music in the in one of the bars, and do those kinds of things where,
exactly.
You know, you're not in an environment where people are going about their daily business and don't have time.
Yes. No, exactly. Honestly, on the cruises, especially these big ones on the Royal Caribbean, they have lots of separate areas as well. So you can do as much or as little as you wish. So, you know, there's areas where children aren't allowed, and there's a... this is way up the bow of the boat, and they have these lovely men and women walking around with big cocktails. You can lie there; it's quiet. You don't have any music, and you can just read a book and be silent if you want to. Go to a library, or if you want to be amongst all the activity, there's always some mad thing going on at the pool. You know, so you can do as much or as little as you want. And you don't have
that
to cook, and you can eat a little house out.
Yeah, that's very, very true. The cruise experience is what you make of it. I've had cruise experiences where we close down the disco at 3 every night, and I've had cruise experiences where I got up at 6 every morning and went running and drank twice a day, and we only made it to the formal dinner twice for the whole trip. It's really very different, and you choose what you want, which is really
great. That's right.
So, do you have any travel tips and tricks for your process of flying or your process of cruising that might be useful for our listeners?
Well, you know, I think my best thing to say is a lot of people in the aviation industry talk to each other about what's going on. And, you know, and some of the media haven't been very fair and have actually scared people. And I understand why, but, you know, you need to trust the airlines. You need to trust the cruise lines and the people who are wanting you to travel. Because it's not really any different than it was before. It's just the same, but now they've actually enhanced all the cleaning. And if anything, this COVID-19 pandemic has actually brought back to the forefront about how clean areas should be, cleaner than they were before. And reminding people to look after themselves and clean their hands when they, you know, I've seen people walk into bathrooms, go to the bathroom and walk out without even washing their hands. So many people do it. And, you know, people are, I think they're changing now. You know, the airlines and the cruise people have invested millions of dollars. And, you know, I would encourage anybody who's considering a holiday, cruising and going on aircraft to visit the website, because they will tell you exactly what they're doing to keep you safe. They are the ones that are putting the money in. These companies who are flying you and you're having holidays with have got cleaning strategies. They tell you on their websites what they're doing. So you need to find out for yourself what they're doing. And every single airline has a website. Every single airline and everybody comments, and the cruise lines, about their cleaning strategies. I was looking at Royal Caribbean just a couple of weeks ago, and they were saying there as well exactly what they're doing to keep passengers safe. And as long as you take care of yourself and listen to what they're telling you to do and be careful and wash your hands and be aware of your surroundings, you're perfectly safe. I mean, when you look at the death toll is hideous, and one person who dies is terrible. But when you look at the percentages, it is still relatively low considering how many people we have in the country, you know, versus the flu.
Yep.
So I say trust the people you're holidaying with. Carry wipes all the time. It's become a normal for me. I think it's a really good thing to do. If you don't like the look of something, wipe it before you put your hands on. I use wipes when I'm going into the bathroom stalls and things, just to wipe them down before even using it while I'm opening the door. Just be sensible, not neurotic, but just sensible. And I think now there's a new era of clean. That's my advice.
Yeah, I think we'll find that once this is done and we move forward from the pandemic, that we'll be more, a lot of these habits are going to stick. People are continue to be better about washing their hands, about not touching their faces, things like that.
Yes.
And I think we'll be better off long term.
Mm-hmm. I do too. I think it's brought, like I say, a new era of cleanliness. Mm-hmm. And people, the smaller children that are out there now, everyone's been taught how to take care of themselves better. I think it's going to be, very positive.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's been a real pleasure hearing your insights today. Are there any last thoughts you'd like to share with our listeners?
Just enjoy your holidays. Get back on those planes. I mean, you know, people's jobs are at stake. The airlines have lost tons and tons of money. And they need people to be flying. It's not scary to go on holiday, really. Like I say, I've traveled right through this pandemic internationally when necessary and all around America. And we've never had touch wood any problems at all. And I think just everyone takes care of themselves and happy flying and happy cruising.
That sounds great. My guest today has been Ms. Fran Hume, founder and director of Aviation RFI. Please check out our website at aviationrfi.com, where you can find some very reasonably priced personal protection kits for traveling. Fran, thank you so very much for being on the program today.
Thank you, Bob. Really appreciate your time very much.